Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I invited myself to a lunch yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
Our receptionist, Jess, was catching up with some former workmates. I basically just clawed my way into that circle.
Which I'm sure they were honoured to have you.
It was a lovely time, Berry Tavern.
Yeah.
Because it was a group of work colleagues, it was a bit more of an age range if it was just me hanging out with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So some people brought babies.
Mm-hmm.
Some people brought teenagers.
Nice.
It was a nice time. Somehow it comes up just the ways of the youth.
Mm-hmm.
It's always changing. I know, like, I'm not on TikTok. You are. How would you rate your knowledge of youth culture, slang, what the kids are up
to? It's not good at all. I've spoken about it before where apparently skinny leg jeans aren't allowed anymore. They're an old person thing. Parting your hair to the side is also an old person thing. I tick all the boxes as an old person, basically.
At least you know this, though. Mm,
true, I'm aware.
I've just got a couple of things that came up in conversation. I want to know if you're across them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what is the hottest fashion item in the Riverland at the moment?
The hottest fashion, or like the one that everyone's got to have.
Yeah.
Is it?
Because in our day, it would have been those silicone rubber wristbands I sometimes give away as prizes. Those are from 2008. 2012, every white girl was wearing yellow knitted jumpers or scarves.
Yep. Okay. I see that. Well, now we're living in an era where like kids have access to money and the high things in life. I would say like a puffer jacket.
It is a type of jacket. It's actually a Mitre 10 Trade Centre grey hoodie.
What?
Two teenagers both wearing them. Very cool. Apparently the Bunnings ones aren't bad either.
There you go. Maybe we should pop down to Bunnings and get ourselves one. Be in touch with the youth.
If you get yourself a freebie hoodie, that's apparently very cool.
Mm.
This one you might know. You might know the rest of these. I'm actually gunning for you. At least one of us is across this. Explain the drip to me.
The drip?
Yeah.
Is that like your bling? Your like your jewellery?
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's seems to be the equivalent of what we might have called swag.
Oh.
You've got swag. Yeah, you've got the drip.
Like
that's
the drip.
You've got the drip.
Like you are cool.
Your outfit is the drip.
Okay. See, the swag to me, as well as being a camping-related item, is also a bit of an attitude. But is the drip just how you're dressed?
I think it is more just an aesthetic thing.
Okay.
And I also don't think I ever quite understood swag back in 2009.
Yeah, I think that's the key to children, well, not children, young people slang, is most of the time we don't actually know what it is. You just use it.
What's important is that the parents and us don't understand now in our mid-20s. One more for you. What's a neche?
Now, this I've heard of on the old TikToks.
Yeah.
It's a type of person, usually a guy, I believe, that dresses a certain way. I think it's very city, like metro style.
It's sort of housing commission.
Oh.
It's a lot of your Nike and all the your brands.
I was going to say like Adidas kind of, yep.
And maybe you're a bit of a rebel as well.
Wow.
So you've done all right on that one, Brooke. You're close enough.
I still feel very old, Bob.
Keep watching those TikToks.
Yeah.